gotten rated good to excellent, slipping to 50%. That's down 2 percentage points. Cotton rated very poor to poor, 16%. That's up 2 points. That's still slightly better than last year, 46% good to excellent, 23% very poor to poor. But looking again at Texas, we saw the amount of cotton rated very poor to poor creeping up from 22 to 24% during the week ending August 17th. A similar decline noted in Georgia, where the crop rated very poor to poor went from 9 to 11%. In terms of cotton bolls opening, that number inching ahead from 7 to 12% during the week ending August 17th. That 12% number is equal to the five-year average and ahead of last year. Individual state progress, we don't see any bolls yet opening in South Carolina. All the other 14 states have at least some bolls opening, and it's led by Arizona at 40% open by the 17th.
Now looking at the nation's corn crop, Rippey says rainfall across the Midwest brought a mixed bag of results.
Percentage of the crop rated good to excellent declining just 1 point to 72% good to excellent. And we also saw a 1 point increase in the very poor to poor ratings from 7 to 8%. In terms of states reporting more than 10 percentage points with the very poor to poor ratings, mostly outside the Midwestern states, Kentucky at 18%, Kansas and North Carolina 15% very poor to poor. And now we have to add Wisconsin, where it's been dry of late, 12% very poor to poor.
But overall, it's still better than last year at this time. And he said progress of the corn crop nationwide remains generally at or ahead of schedule. As for soybeans, Rippey said condition numbers actually inched up over the last week. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.